after the Buck Hill game, you talked about teams doing all the little things. I mean, you look at the box score, and you wonder how Holy Cross is even in this game. Rebounds, deflections, balls.
Yeah, I mean, at halftime, I wrote four things up on the board. Layups, free throws, turnovers, and second chance points. And you know, I could have, maybe we take away the layup part of it, maybe we take away the free throw part of it, but basically for the game, those missed opportunities that we had, those converted or extra opportunities that Holy Cross had, were the difference in the game. I mean, you look at our turnover total, and Holy Cross is a great defensive team. But there's no way that our turnovers should come in the situations that they did. Three times, maybe four, three times for sure, out of bounds under. We don't get the ball in. That's ridiculous. Those are the things, and you know, we're going through a tough time. Our guys are working as hard as they possibly can work. But, you know, that's what good teams do. And so that's what we're faced with. You know, we've got to make sure that on one hand we don't get frustrated, we don't start, you know, pressing and trying too hard, and, you know, things start, you know, disrupting the chemistry, which hasn't happened, but, you know, that certainly is a possibility. I mean, losing teams go through those challenging times. But in order to win, you know, particularly in conference play, when you're on the road, when you're playing a team like the Holy Cross, you've got to make chances count. And, you know, you only get so many chances. And tonight we had our chances, and we did not take full advantage of the ones that we did have.
Tim Clifford just seems like every time you guys play him, he just has a big fight.
Yeah, I mean, he's a load in there. It may have some to do with how we play defense. You know, we tend to, you know, not swarm in the post quite as much as some other teams might do. But, you know, I think sometimes, you know, teams just have matchups. I mean, it's kind of the same thing in reverse. Andre Ingram has always had difficulty against Bucknell. You know, sometimes just the way the matchups go. And, you know, Tim Clifford, obviously, as I said, he's a load. He's got great hands. He's got a very soft touch around the basket.
Told you before the game you were going to hold Keith Simmons to three field goals. You'd have felt pretty good about your chances.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, that was a big priority for us, and I thought Andre Ingram did a great job of defending Keith. You know, Keith is a great player. I mean, he's fantastic. I mean, he presents an awful lot of problems, and for Andre to do the kind of job that he did against Keith, you know, that's a terrific performance. But again, that's just another example of the opportunities that you have and not being able to take advantage.
Can you describe what the plan was for that last possession where Arvidas drove and what went wrong?
Well, we missed and we didn't get fouled. You know, there were 14 seconds. We wanted to inbound and get the ball up quickly. We've got kind of a quick hit offense that we try to run in those kind of situations. And essentially, we didn't want to say play for the two, play for the three. We wanted to attack and get a quick shot, but, you know, it didn't matter, you know, whether it was a three or a two. You know, Arvidas got in there, and you know, he just was a little bit out of control. You know, had he balanced up and put it in, you know, we would have been down, I think, if I'm not mistaken, by one with about 6 or 7 seconds left, which is still a manageable time. You know, if it had been a couple seconds less, we probably would have played for the three.
After all the close losses to Holy Cross in this building in the last few years, are you worried that they're in your team's head a little bit?
You know, I guess that's a possibility. That's not something that I'm going to lay awake at night, you know, worrying about. You know, our guys played, you know, gave a great effort. You know, we certainly can play better. We need to play better. But, you know, I don't think there was a whole lot of, you know, thinking, certainly once the game started, you know, thinking about, well, we lost this one, you know, last year or the year before.
I love the way Arvidas played tonight. When you kept you in the game there for one stretch, I think he had like 10 out of 12 points for you.
Yeah, I you know, he had another good game. I mean, he's been a terrific asset to us all year. He gives us a lift off the bench. I think part of that was, I don't know what the word, complimented by the fact that Andre got off to a pretty good start and really forced Holy Cross to focus on him. And Arvidas was able to get some pretty easy looks at times because Holy Cross was, you know, so intent on knowing where Andre Ingram was.